Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, Canada.
Where might you find yourself on a Winnipeg night?
If you are from Winnipeg, maybe you should shake a leg and download this podcast. Maybe once you moved away or want to visit us someday, then download this podcast. The Winnipeg Cast. The Peg City Podcast. The Winnipeg Podcast.
That's it! Back to Winnipeg!
Welcome to the Winnipeg Podcast. Each episode talks about events and fun things coming up in the next month. We have fun facts, all sorts of cool things. But first, we start by looking at the news highlights from the last month. Here's Boyd Kozak.
Manitobans polled say don't delay legal marijuana, while many still feel the province isn't ready. Your MPI rates are going up 2.6% as of the 1st of March. It's legal to drink at 18 in Manitoba, but not smoke pot. 19 will be the legal age for that. And forget growing your own, even though the federal law says you may. Manitoba says it'll be illegal unless you have a medical license. We're at risk of losing 350,000 ash trees. An invasive beetle that kills them has been discovered. City forester warns once detected, it can't be eradicated. Manitoba remains the only holdout for the new 7525 federal pot tax sharing plan. Province says it needs more time to weigh all the cost factors. Councillors are looking at raising the meter rates on the roadway. $3.50 to park on our streets, and that's for an hour. Transit fares also to go up by a quarter. Almost 50 years, Barron's River is no longer isolated. A $200 million all-weather road was completed, spurring hopes of ecotourism and economic development for the area. A prediction from Royal LePage, home prices in our city are expected to rise by 4% in 2018 as increases for population and a low employment rate puts upward pressure on the price growth. Council has voted yes to the ride-sharing services Uber and Lyft. They'll compete with taxis on a trial basis starting on March 1st. Good news for the North. A feasibility study indicating a gold mine may soon be a reality for Lynn Lake. Thanks to the Manitoba Métis Federation, a Christmas plane load of hampers, toys, musicians, and volunteers landed in Churchill to throw a party for the local residents. Meanwhile, more Christmas is coming. A Caterpillar convoy hauling 60,000 pounds of supplies over a newly built winter road is anticipated to arrive shortly. Low-risk inmates are being released early, part of a new probation services program to help prisoners reintegrate into society.
It's time for Kim Koss's list of fun things to do this January. Kim makes it worth it to chisel the ice off yourself and get out there and leave your home.
Well, I hope to. Hey, everybody. Welcome to 2018 and the new year. Have you made any resolutions? Self-improvement, learning new things, getting out more, maybe? I have a few ideas here for anyone looking for some inspiration. 99 Pieces of Art on the Wall is the annual member exhibition and art sale at Creatory. The opening reception was January 5th, but is running through to the 16th. Art pieces in all mediums, sizes, and prices, ranging from $20 to $200, are available, but admission is free to the gallery. Take a walk around, maybe get your artistic side revved up, or take home a piece that catches your eye. Head over to creatory.com, which is C-R-E, the number 8, E-R-Y, for more info. Looking to expand your mind or learn a bit more about history after a year of Canada 150 celebrations? On January 17th, you can attend a free movie screening, followed by a Q&A session with the director. Birth of a Family is a documentary following the stories of four Indigenous children who were taken from their mother during the infamous 60s scoop, and then raised entirely separately, meeting each other again after years apart and trying to figure out for themselves how to be a family. The movie is being shown in the Eckhart Gramatay Hall at the University of Winnipeg at 7 p.m. After several years of First Fridays happening every month in the Exchange District, it seems that Osborne Village is going to try their own version. Village Thursdays are to take place on the third Thursday of every month, with a similar format of stores being open extended hours and special promotions or events taking place. These only launched last month, so I'd expect a few hiccups as things sort themselves out, but good on them for trying something new. And finally, how about a little self-care? The Snowflake Winter Wellness Festival takes place January 21st at the Fort Garry Hotel. Go to a single workshop or purchase a half or full day pass to get more bang for your buck, including snacks and lunch. Some workshops are already booked solid, with more filling up quickly, so if you're interested, you might want to jump on this one. If you don't have the time that day for some unwinding or energizing, you can stop by their Mindful Vendors Market, running from 10 to 5 that day on the mezzanine. It's only $2 admission for adults if you aren't there for the festival, and free if you are. You can get workshop info and purchase tickets at prairieyogisnowflake.com.
Beauty, thanks, Kim.
And now, a Winnipeg fact.
The University of Manitoba was incorporated in 1877 as the first university in the West. In 1880, the first graduating class had one person in it.
That was a Winnipeg fact.
Hi there, this is Susan. It's a little chilly out there, but here's a few things you can do to keep warm this month. First off, come check out the Canada Games Sports for Life Center for Free Fitness Day. It's Saturday, January 13th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy a free day of exploring physical activity and fitness for all ages and abilities. You can sample a group fitness class, attend a workshop, or play in the gym in their motion zone. And the best part is, it's all free. We're stressing free. Even the indoor heated parkade will be free for the day. For more, check out sportmanitoba.ca. Did you know that world champion, Olympian, and Canadian icon Kurt Browning is hosting an evening of figure skating's greatest hits? He's taking audiences on a behind-the-scenes journey into the world of figure skating, January 19th and 20th at the Centennial Concert Hall. To learn more, check out centennialconcerthall.com. Going on for the next couple of months is Ice Castles. It's an awe-inspiring, must-see winter phenomenon that brings fairy tales to life. And Winnipeg is one of six locations across North America that's actually having this event. The ice castles are built entirely by hand using hundreds and thousands of icicles hand-placed by professional ice artists. The castles, which include breathtaking LED sculptures, frozen thrones, ice carnivals, ice-carved tunnels, slides, and fountains can be found at the Forks. Learn more at icecastles.com. And the seventh installment of the Big Fun Festival is coming to town January 24th to 28th, featuring over 50 local and out-of-town acts. Genres range from folk to pop to punk, hardcore rock, experimental electronica, just about anything you can think of will be throughout Winnipeg's downtown. To get details on the acts and locations to see them at, check out bigfunfestival.com. Until next month, have a good one.
And now, a Winnipeg fact.
Great West Life, Canada's largest insurance company, began here in Winnipeg and continues to be headquartered here.
That was a Winnipeg fact.
Thank you so much for listening to the Winnipeg Podcast. If you'd like to help improve the Podgram, please talk to us.
There's a contact page at winnipegpodcast.com. You can also send us a message via our Facebook page, Winnipeg Podcast. You can also comment via iTunes.
Please give a glowing, even if undeserved, review on iTunes and fill in all 5 stars. That'll be our little code. Please recommend this to your friends in Winnipeg or surrounding areas or anyone who's moved away but still loves Winnipeg. Until next time.
Hope you learned a thing or two. Thank you loves for listening to the Winnipeg.